Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the program. He's the Rodney Dangerfield of baseball today. Rodney Dangerfield, back to school for him. He's in the dorms. He's in the dorms this morning.
About getting no respect.
Well, that too. Hey, Fireman Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Bob and Brian. Yes, live from University of Minnesota in Minneapolis from the college dorms.
Was there a wild kegger there last night that you had to get to?
Oh, I got excited. Knock it off, you kids.
You know, Rodney Dangerfield had his whole floor remodeled in back to school.
Hot tubs
yeah. And study areas.
I have not slept in the dorm room in I don't know how many years, but they're smaller than I remember.
Gosh, Fireman Jim, if you were sleeping in a dorm room, you didn't pay for it because you never went to college.
I sure did not. That was just maybe it's an excursion up to down to Whitewater at that time.
Would it be fair to say that you came to in a dorm room?
Possibly. Okay. Possibly, allegedly. Huh. So, yeah, I'm up here picking up the oldest from college, driving her back today.
Well, gosh, Fireman Jim, it must be exciting to be around all these young people and show them how a veteran broadcaster handles himself on a live radio show.
If they only knew what was going on your phone right now.
The dorm is packed right now. It's slammed full of four people right now watching and taking notes.
Yeah.
Eager young minds listening and seeing how it's done.
Yeah. Look at this. Look, kids. Look.
Look what I'm doing.
Look at Mr. Rinelli awing you with his broadcast skills.
And I have my dorm breakfast brought to you by my daughter of Fruit Loops, yogurt, and cantaloupe.
No, well, one-third healthy. Dorm breakfast now, one-third healthy.
All right. And a glass of water.
Have you emptied the room yet, Fireman Jim?
No, I told her, hey, everything packed up so we can just, she got her final exam this morning, we can get out of here. And this is packed up according to a college student, I guess. There's clothes everywhere and garbage bags and on the floor, and I will just grab it and throw it in a bin and get it in the car.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Well, guys, fire.
If you gave someone a bin and called it luggage,
that's
they'd throw something
bin
at you.
That's pretty much it. Garbage bag and bin. So,
all right.
Well, there is baseball to talk about. There was no hitter in Canada last night, Fireman Jim.
By a Canadian.
Yes.
Yeah. But against James Canada.
Jackson. What's his nickname? Big Maple.
Yes.
Big Maple pitched a no hitter for the Mariners in Toronto, so good for him. You know, that's Seattle's fifth no-hitter, and we only have one still. And we're an older team than they are. Why? How come they? I want one more.
Why is that, Fireman Jim?
And our buddy Boz had one for Seattle.
He did, yes. He's one of the five that the Mariners have pitched with. So they have five. We still have one. I want to get one more. Hey, you know how we would get one? I got an idea. Listen to this.
Okay.
Just have our bullpen throw the entire game because our bullpen is throwing so well right now that they could do it. We have the second best bullpen in Major League Baseball right now, and they did it again last night.
Well, Suter was crazy last night. He comes in second inning, dives for a ball, catches it on a bunt, and then fires to second for the double play.
Matt, I saw the play on the highlights. Awesome play. And then what does he do?
He comes up to the plate and he crushes a 433-foot home run.
No doubter. I mean, off the reigning Cy Young Award winner from the American League, Corey Kluber. I mean, fantastic day for him. I mean, that's one he's going to put down as best memory. I mean, that home run with a no doubter. And then, you know, the lights out. Then that is the first place team and a fantastic lineup. And the bullpen, you know, shut it down after Miley goes out, you know, in the first thing with another injury.
How big is the Miley injury as far as our rotation goes? Because he was filling in already.
Yeah, he came back from his injury. He pitched a great game his first game back, and then this happened, which is going to put him right back on the DL with a different injury, I understand. It's a right oblique this time, and it hurts. I mean, you know, then Nick Franklin comes up. He gets hurt yesterday.
Yeah.
And then Stephen Vogt gets bad news. He's ready to come back, and he could have a career-ending injury now.
Right, with his shoulder.
It's even our number one of our top prospects in the minors got hurt the other day. He had a 19-game hitting streak going on, Marcio Dubon. It's just the injury bug is here all of a sudden.
He had an ACL, right?
Two months to the All-Star break. This is it's a little early for that, isn't it? I mean, come on.
yeah, this is it. You know, it comes like this, and then this is, it's just not good. And you know, but when it happens, you've got to deal with it, you know, and like happened last night. I mean, can it happen again? Let's hope
so. They did a lot of, you know, minor to major, major to minor kind of switching around, didn't they? They called up some guys from the minors.
Yeah, they sent Sogard down and calls Franklin up. Now he's hurt, so you know BR had been not starting for a while. You know, he got called into duty yesterday. You know, we need the guys to start stepping up. Our offense has been not doing well the last few.
What I want to ask about, because they got three shutouts to the Cubs. What, they lost 9-0 to the Pirates.
Ooh, yeah, that was bad. I mean, it's good to see Shaw hit one out. He was in a 4-for-42 funk, and he put one out yesterday. Yeah, the offense, they're ranked second last for runs scored in the major leagues. So they got to step up, because the pitching has been, the bullpen, fantastic. So let's combine them now. Let's get the offense going. And then, you know, they're still, you know, they're 21-15, tied for first, you know, not bad.
How's Colorado? They're up next. That's the weekend series.
Ooh, yikes. Yeah, we got a tough road trip coming up here. Colorado, one of the hottest teams in baseball. They've won 6 in a row. We always have problems out in Denver. And then we go to Arizona, and they're in first place, and they have the number one bullpen in the major league. So we got a tough road trip coming on.
Oh, they got a lot against Arizona coming up.
Yeah, they got Arizona at home then next week. So, you know, this is where we got to prove our mettle. You know, tough teams, and this is where we got to stand up after that Cubs debacle last week. Let's see if we can do out west.
So who stands a good chance of being the step-up guy and, you know, rallying the team?
Good question. I mean, you got to get some new veterans like Ryan Braun getting these bats woken up. You know, he's one of the guys that, you know, he had a clutch hit yesterday, I believe. I heard it on the radio. He's one of the guys that you got to go to that, you know, that's got to step up and get this team rallied around. Obviously, you know, Council as well, being the manager. I mean, this is a younger team still, man.
Well, there's Council said the bottom of the order just wasn't getting it done. I mean, he was just kind of shaking his head the other night going, yeah, the bottom of our order just isn't delivering.
True.
And that's
true.
Why they're at the bottom of the order.
So you shake it up, you move the batting order around, you just change
sometimes
the lineup?
Sometimes you'll see managers do that. They'll shake up an order. They'll also be like, whoa, this is a different order. But I don't see Council doing that. I mean, I think he's going to stick with what he's got. He's just going to shake him up a little bit towards the bottom, meaning, you know, subbing guys in and out. VR, you know, get him one more chance to wake up. You know, Sogard, he got sent down. I mean, you know, he earned that send down with what he's doing at the plate. You know, let's just smash what these pitchers have been doing for us.
Well, the reports on Knebel are good, though, right? I mean, we get him back. I don't know when, but.
Well, he's ready. He's there right now. And I don't know. They didn't activate him yesterday, and they might not even activate him today. They might just give him one more day off until the series starts in Colorado, because I believe they're off Thursday, I believe. So, you know, a couple extra days. And then, yeah, I mean, that's another added gun in that fantastic bullpen. So, you know, that's great that Council has that to rely on. So when he starts only going 5 innings, that, well, you know, you don't want to see the guys burned out too much, but, you know, they are very reliable.
Right, and Hader has been as good as it gets, right?
You can't get better than that. You really can't. It was his 5th save of the season. All of his saves have been 2-inning saves. He's been lights out. He's unhittable right now.
But he's has to split his focus between pitching and that beer that he's making as they challenge Bill Schroeder and Matt LaPay. There's a beer contest. I saw it in sports last night. Yeah, he's making a beer, and so are Matt and Bill.
I did see that. And so, I'll volunteer to judge that contest. I'll need an impartial judge. I will
really
do that for him. Yep.
You want to judge a beer contest? They could both be maniacs.
I thought you said beer.
Oh, yeah, beer. Yeah. It is beer.
Beer contest.
Yeah, all right. I'm in.
So, well, gosh, Fireman Jim. I hope the weather's better where you are, because it's pouring here. The roof will be closed for this.
Oh, man. Am I raining out games tonight?
It's pouring right now, Fireman Jim. It's
the Rock might be.
I got to get on the phone with the Rock now. Geez, thanks for the good news.
Well,
never ends. I'm Steven.
Well, at least you were told by friends.
Yeah.
Not someone who hates you.
That.
Yeah, it's raining. Ha!
And if you're going to get bad news, at least you got it on a full stomach and a healthy breakfast.
Yeah.
Right, gonna have some crunchy Fruit Loops right now with no milk.
Cantaloupe,
they're dry.
Yeah.
They're dry.
All right, Fireman Jim, drive safely.
All right, see you guys next week.
Yes, sir. Yep. Fireman Jim on the road this week.